This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We will start with the Yankees because they were mashing last night after a two-hour rain delay. They hit like they were angry.
And Rice 0-1. And breaking ball. High drive right field. That's way gone, too. Oh, my goodness. He almost cleared the entire building. Ben Rice with a home run. That's his 19th. That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 home runs hit by the Yankees.
Yeah, on their way to a 13-3 rout of the Rays. Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan.
That was lefty on lefty, too.
Lefty on lefty home run. That's exactly right. So he homers. Jazz Chisholm homered. Jose Caballero hit 2 against his old team. A home run for Aaron Judge. He has now 40, and you had Giancarlo Stanton and Cody Bellinger hit 2 apiece. And that brings us to our Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion, and it is Giancarlo Stanton. Here was Stanton on Yes, just talking about this offense in general and how great they've been, and then specifically Caballero against Tampa, which is where he came from.
Big time, the revenge game. You know, we like that. Know it's important for him. Gave us a boost, too.
The thoughts of Stanton.
You can sit on my face.
Okay. All right. He's our Yankees thriving player of the game. Brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. Good start for Carlos Rodon. 6 innings for the win. Cam Schlittler tonight against Drew Rasmussen. Yankees a game ahead of Boston and Seattle for the top wild card spot in the American League.
Now, crazy, man. This is the second time this year they hit 9 home runs in a game.
Yes. Which matches a franchise record, but yeah, twice this year. Right. What was the first one to say?
It doesn't say. And then Judge became the 4th Yankees player with at least 40 home run seasons. Babe Ruth had 11 of those.
Yeah.
Lou Gehrig, of course, had 5, and Mickey Mantle had 4.
Pretty good company.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty good company. Here was Aaron Boone with BT and Sal earlier in the day. This is where Sal was mentioning the fact that Boone got kicked out of a game a few games ago, and he's seeing a similarity between Boone and his partner, Brandon Tierney.
I think you become a bad influence on my partner here, getting kicked out of all these games. You send a bad example.
I'm gonna sound a little bit hypocritical, but when you told me that he got kicked out of a NU, that's I'm just not okay with that. Like, Hey, let's sit over there and just watch in silence.
All right, that was something that Brandon didn't.
That is like putting a hammer down right
Brandon
there.
Didn't care for that.
I'm not a big fan of
silence.
You're coaching, right? You're coaching.
Yeah,
right?
Coach.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Okay.
I don't love it.
So then you tell me if BT takes a little bit of a shot at Booney here.
I promise you this, if my son wandered off the base with 1 out thinking there was 3, his ass would have been next to daddy. I can promise you that. Hey, Austin Wells, forget, don't even sit on the dog. Get in the clubhouse. I don't want to look at you. I would have sat him down, Booney. Can't get on me for that. Man, we got to win.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, it definitely was a shot at him, of course, but it was fun.
That was fun. They had a lot of laughs with that. As for the Mets, they were in Washington. All was good with them as well.
3-1 to Soto. Swung on, hit the opposite way and pretty deep. Woods going back, drifting to the track, to the warning track wall, gone! Opposite field home run for Juan Soto, number 31, 7-0 Mets in the seventh inning.
Juan Soto!
Mets Odyssey Radio with the call. Yes, Juan Soto, who did have his 97th walk last night, also homered. 8-1 was the final as the Mets beat the Nationals. You had Jeff McNeil with a big night, drove in three with a home run, a single, a double. Mark Vientos, a two-run homer, all was good for David Peterson, who went 8 innings with 10 strikeouts for the win, and he says the bats were hot.
After we put up that 5, I wanted to put up a 0 and get those guys back in, and so I think it's important to put up a 0 after we score, and no matter what the lead was, you know, I think the plan was to attack, get ahead, and stay on them and be aggressive all night. And having a lead helps.
I mean, David Peterson's the horse of the Mets starting pitching staff.
It's so what makes what happened last week so crazy when they had that 6-0 lead.
Yes.
But yes, you're right.
All right, so who starts game one in the playoffs for the New York Mets if they make it?
For me, it'd be Peterson.
You can't trust anybody else.
Well, I can trust Kodai Senga to throw 100 pitches in 4.5 innings.
Exactly, and take forever.
Yep.
I still think they wouldn't do it for some reason, but it should be
you.
Peterson.
I think they would make Senga the game
starter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eye roll.
I mean, yeah, I definitely eye roll. I mean, he has been the guy. He's been the workhorse.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And he was great last postseason as well. Here's Jeff McNeil. So this is nice. They won a few games in a row. He had a big game, but you got to back it up.
We got some big games coming up. So, you know, nice to win the first one. And, you know, we got a big chance to do something special here and, you know, hopefully go on a nice little run.
And that courtesy of SNY as well.
When is Nolan McClain pitching again?
Tomorrow, I believe.
Okay.
I believe it's tomorrow because you've got tonight. Is Senga.
Then Manaea.
Oh, Manaea, then McClain.
Then McClain.
Right. So he gets Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Very nice.
Let's go.
Here is Mendoza, Carlos Mendoza. Mark Vientos homered in this game. No shock. He's starting to produce.
I know he's there. You know, we saw it last year. He's a really good player, and it's been hard for him. And I said it before the game. We're going to need him. He step up again today. He will continue to get opportunities, you know, especially losing a bat like Alvi. We're going to need all those guys that are in the lineup day in and day out.
And Alvi is Francisco Alvarez.
38 RBIs.
Sprained UCL in his thumb. Could play through it.
Yeah, he's going to need surgery at some point.
Yes.
They said so. I mean, he's had a lot of these hand injuries.
Comes at the worst time, too.
Yeah, no, it certainly does.
So he may. Did they say he may need surgery?
No,
or he
will need surgery at some point.
At some point,
but theoretically, could play through it and get the surgery in the off season.
So they give him a couple weeks off again.
That's what it seems like,
and then bring him back towards the stretch run.
Right,
and see how long he could last. Yeah.
Yep,
makes sense.
So you got Senga and Brad Lord going tonight. The Mets remaining a game ahead of the Reds for the third wild card spot in the National League. It just looks weird. Who are you facing? The Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord. Yes.
Mets are 67-58 now on the season with this three-game winning streak. At Giants camp, a sight for sore eyes as you see Malik Nabers and Andrew Thomas back on the practice field. Here was Thomas, who is thrilled to be working again the way he wants to be.
That feels great. I was joking about it with the training staff earlier today, and on our cards, they have like a date for like when you first started, and I looked on it, it was like 310 days consecutive training, trying to get right. So it's been a long time, and I'm grateful to be back out there. I know I'm not all the way back practicing with everyone, but to get some innings today, I feel good.
And get some reps. Running back Cam Scataboo returning as well. At Jets camp, Jermaine Johnson did team drills for the first time, working alongside with Will McDonald and Quinnen Williams. In terms of the way Aaron Glenn is going about his business, he says, you know, all of this is not overly complicated.
Offensive systems are different. Defensive systems are different. But the principle of blocking, tackling, and running, that has never changed. And it won't change. That's the nature of this game. It's a physical, violent sport.
Yes. You know, NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on, can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long.
Now, the Colts named Daniel Jones their starting quarterback. Here is Jones, who we certainly heard this before from him, but he knows he needs to produce to keep his job.
I understand this league and how it works, and you've got to perform at a high level week in and week out, and that's certainly what I expect of myself, and you know, I'll be, you know, expecting of all of us in this offense. I think we all have high expectations of what we can
do. So he beat out Anthony Richardson for the job, and apparently Richardson's agent has been very unhappy and vocal about this.
Yeah.
Saying trust, what is it, trust is a two-way street or
yeah,
something?
Right, well,
right now,
you know,
they don't have any.
Your client's got to play better, and he's got to commit himself. And that's the problem. And, you know, unfortunately, Anthony Richardson didn't play enough in college. He needed to play more games in college, be more seasoned. And he basically blew everybody away at the combine, as Gio was pointing out, at his combine day. And he's, you know, like, just like Zach Wilson did. Like, everybody saw the arm, everybody saw the speed, everybody saw the ability to get rid of the ball. But now, when you get rid of the ball, where does it go? That's a big question.
Yeah, and I think that the dedication and all the stuff off the field is some of the things that really has led to this, because I saw a couple of articles about it, and it was sort of like, it's not, you can't watch the film and watch him play and then just determine what's going wrong. It's the stuff that, it's the putting the work in away from the field. It's just not happening for
and
him.
And I know he's no longer with us, so I you know, what's his name? Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, I think really wanted Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
I can't say that Chris Bauer, the GM, I'm not sure, but he really wanted Anthony Richardson because, like many of us, were just blown away by what he looked like at that combine.
And he had that, remember he had that one throw, was it, I guess it was last year.
He threw like 80 yards in
the air. Yeah.
And it was a touchdown.
You're mesmerized by it.
Yeah, there are things that he does that, you know, really just shock you. And then there are other things that are around playing the position that you have to be able to understand what your role is and how you present yourself to your teammates. And it's just, there's no way that the Colt teammates would believe in him if he were their starting quarterback.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.